another win daily double.
Well, what am I living for if not for you? Will do. Baby, nobody else will do.
Conway Twitty with What Am I Living For? Song number 12 on the survey this week in a former Piquette. Back with music on the Moonshot at 8 minutes after 4. Transmission trouble? Here's good news. Mr. Transmission will rebuild your transmission for as low as $69.95 plus removal and installation. All parts and labor are guaranteed. Mr. Transmission, Baxter Avenue, Preston Highway.
We have an accident at 1st and St. Catherine blocking the left lane. Use caution in this area. Also an injury accident working on Bargetown Road and Old Bargetown Road at Hikes Lane. And another injury accident at 21st and Oak. Please use caution in these areas. Carl Hogue, Wind Traffic.
WINN Country Classic.
This is Glenn Campbell with the Dreams of the Everyday Housewife, 1967 Classic.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me.
Yes, you see them everywhere you go. Glenn Campbell, the Dreams of the Everyday Housewife.
Aren't you glad you live in these modern times when health problems can be openly discussed?
Yes.
For example, one out of every three adults suffers some symptoms of hemorrhoids. Several outstanding doctors have reported an exclusive medication. Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief in many cases from the pain of hemorrhoidal tissues. And Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation and infection. Remember, there's no other formula like doctor-tested Preparation H.
W-I-N-N.
48 degrees, the current Wind Country temperature reading has been the high for the day. The forecast calls for cloudy with a chance of a few periods of drizzle beginning this afternoon and continuing through tomorrow. Heavy fog likely again late tonight and early tomorrow. Warmer this afternoon and tonight, turning cooler late Tuesday. Today's high near 50 degrees, tonight's low in the upper 30s, and Tuesday's high in the middle 40s. Once again, cloudy skies and 48 degrees in Louisville at 4:12. Here's Kentucky Woman.
Kentucky Woman, she shines in her own kind of light. She'll look at you once in a day, what's all wrong looks all right. And I love her, Lord knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman.
The best country, W-I-N-N.
The best again this week is from Sammy Smith. Help me make it through night.
Take the ribbon from my hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin. Make it through night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it.
Help me make it through the night. Sammy Smith, her record is number one again this week. Little blonde-eyed, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Sam Smith. 16 minutes after 4 o'clock, Bud Reeves with the racing report. Glenn Yarbrough, next with music.
Time for Win Race results. Up-to-the-minute results from tracks across the country. Brought to you by Mr. Bird, 7th and Central.
Good afternoon. A tropical in the fourth race. Ultra-consistent Cole Commander has scored his sixth victory in 19 starts. In the money, 15 of 19 races. Cole Commander paid $3.80. Native Dawn was second. Obsolete ran third. The Exacta was worth $17.20. The fifth at Tropical went to Conversation Piece at 780. Philly Topper ran second. Windy Zone was third. At Florida Downs, a late scratch in the third. Tontino leaving seven. The winner was Near Queen at 480. Colonel's Gun ran second. First Conquest, the beaten favorite, was third. The fourth at Florida Downs was taken by Magic Relic, his second win in 29 races. Magic Relic paid $36.60. Magic Me was second. Native Bell finished third. In the fifth, Joe Lewis prevailed at $5 even. Gloriette was second. Father Bill ran third. And the Perfector returned $14.70. Back to racing in a moment.
Come on out to Mr. Bird's, 7th and Central, where it's happening. Mr. Bird's is Louisville's number one country night spot, because they're always first with the finest entertainment. Every night, Monday through Saturday, you can enjoy the swinging country sounds of the fabulous Sonny Mays and the Harvesters, featuring backup singer Clayton Jenkins, Bill Kingsbury on bass, Richard Lynch lead guitar, and that bouncing bundle of energy, Daryl Higdon on drums. This is country music entertainment at its greatest. Not a warm, friendly atmosphere, and the greatest drinks in town made just the way you like them. You have Mr. Bird's, the Good Time Club in Louisville. Mr. Bird's is open every day except Sunday, and the band starts playing at 9. So, when you're looking for fun and fine entertainment, come on out where it's happening. Mr. Bird's, 7th and Central, 3 blocks south of Algonquin Parkway.
At Maryland in the fifth race, Our Mr. Baldy, a first starting 3-year-old, scored on his initial trip, and Our Mr. Baldy paid $21.80. Time and Advice was second. Kane Tucky Marge was third. The sixth at Pimlico was taken by Crimson Pal at $21. Pax Ahead finished second. My Renombre was third. And the Exacta, $232.40. At Maryland in the seventh, co-favored Rev It Up got home in front, paying $5.60. Accelerate was second. Movie Man, the other co-favorite, wound up third. At Liberty Bell, it was Queen of Arts in the seventh. Make that Queen of Arts in the sixth race at Liberty Bell. Queen of Arts paying $27.60. D. Decathlon was second. Parlor Suite was third. And the seventh at Liberty went to Hart the Lark at $8.20. Smidge Boy placed. Evie's Bow was third past the line.
The Good Country. WINN 1240.
Complete summary of today's racing activity at 7 tonight.
This is young Daniel King. Join me again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. as I get you up and on your way. Listen every day for the greatest sound around in country music on the Danny King Show.
River churning to the sound of hell, driven by the soul of a rebel, yeah.
Gentle hands and gentle people on the Moon Mullen Show from Glen Yarbrough with Homeward Bound Music on a Monday afternoon, the 11th of January. Music by Mike Nesmith and the First National Band, I Fall to Pieces. Fall to Pieces, Mike Nesmith. From the Wynn Community Bulletin Board, registration is open for the YWCA's after-school daycare center for pupils in the first through the sixth grades. Now each of them gets to swim in the indoor pool. Call the YWCA at 604 South 3rd, a United Appeal agency. The Louisville chapter of the National Secretaries Association will be holding their monthly meeting on Thursday night at 6:30 at the Admiral Benbow Inn.
What's happening?
New from George Hamilton the Fourth. The song is Anywhere.
There's a big bird out on the runway, darling. See it spreading its silver wings to take you up to the sky. And isn't that where you always wanted to be?
tumble to the fourth song is anyway. It's 4:28 on the Moon Mullins Show. We go to news with Eddie Arnold. The Portrait of My Woman.
Eyes that shine with love for me, caring not for fame's prestige, asking not what I can give. That's a portrait of my woman.
WINN, Louisville.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Bill Dutel in New York reporting. From the president for the businessman, $2.6 billion in tax breaks. The full report on all the fast-breaking news after this.
Thinking about a new car? Think about this. The best-looking new cars have the best-looking prices in town.
Pure Pontiac will lift your spirits high.
They're here. And they're all pure Pontiac. Three new Le Mans T37s. They're low-priced cars, but they don't look low-priced, because even our low-priced cars have to be pure Pontiac or no Pontiac at all. There's a new lineup of sports cars, too. Firebird, Firebird Esprit, the Formula Firebirds, and the ultimate Firebird Trans Am. Now there's a sports car for your budget. They're all at your Pontiac dealers today, and they're all pure Pontiac.
Pure Pontiac will fill your empty heart and steal it away.
A tax break for the businessman. President Nixon announces from the Western White House in San Clemente that the tax laws will be changed in an effort to beef up the economy. What the changes will do is save businessmen $2.6 billion in federal tax payments. Anatoly Dobrynin, the Soviet ambassador to the United States, has left Washington to return to Moscow for consultations. No indication yet whether it's a routine trip back home or whether it's because of the increasing tensions caused by the treatment of Russians in the United States and Americans in Russia. At Fort Benning, Georgia, testimony against Lieutenant William Calley, standing court-martial for the murder of civilians at My Lai. Correspondent Roger Peterson reports.
Some of the most damaging testimony yet heard came from Paul Meadlow today. Meadlow said that they gathered some 30 or 40 villagers together in My Lai, and Calley told them to take care of them. Meadlow said later, Calley came back and said, "How come they're not dead?" Meadlow said, "I didn't know I was supposed to kill them." Calley said, "I want them dead." Meadlow was asked what happened then. He said Calley backed off 20 to 30 feet and started shooting at automatic. Calley told me to help out. Meadlow said, "I helped him out." Calley fired four or five magazines. I shot off three or four. What happened to the people? Meadlow was asked. Meadlow said, "I couldn't tell if they were mortally wounded." Meadlow was asked, "Did you see blood?" "Yes," Meadlow replied, "I saw a lot of blood." Roger Peterson, ABC News, Fort Benning.
And at the court-martial of Sergeant Charles Hutto in Fort McPherson, Georgia, Roger L. O., who was a lieutenant in the Army at the time of the alleged massacre at My Lai, said that Sergeant Hutto had been ordered to wipe out My Lai. Roger L. O. says the order came from Captain Ernest Medina. Hutto was a member of Lieutenant William Calley's platoon. In Albany, New York, the state Senate has passed a bill giving 18-year-olds in New York State the right to vote in state and local elections. The bill must be passed now by the other house of the New York legislature, the Assembly, and then by the voters of New York State in a referendum this November. John Gardner, who used to be the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, now heads a citizens' organization called Common Cause, and his target is the set of rules on political spending. Gardner went to federal court in Washington today, charging that both major parties raise campaign money and pass it out illegally. John Gardner told us,
"The time has come to end the dissembling and the flim-flam. We must improve these laws, but we must also seek to enforce compliance with the laws that we already have."
John Gardner is suing the National Political Committees, and he says the cause of Common Cause is to stop unlimited spending on political campaigns. Harvard University has named a new president. He's Derek Curtis Bach, who is now the dean of Harvard Law School. Dean Bach is only 40. He'll take over when Nathan Pusey retires as president of Harvard at the end of June. Another stiff warning against smoking today from the Surgeon General of the United States. Dr. Jesse Steinfeld says that if a mother smokes cigarettes, she can pass on the bad effects of smoking to her unborn child. Some children are born dead because of it, others handicapped, says Dr. Steinfeld. Wall Street today, Dow Jones Industrials up 0.20 on trading of 14,720,000 shares. And that's the top of the news.
Moon Mullins and good country music on WINN.
Happy song, Connie Eaton. From the good country at 23 minutes until 5 o'clock.
W-I-N-N Country Music.
There goes my only possession. Oh, there goes my everything.
Elvis Presley, named one of the 10 outstanding young men of the United States by the J.C.'s organization, and his latest record called There Goes My Everything.
Here's a special notice to car owners who plan to fill up at their local Sinclair service station. It's gone. There's an Arco station in its place. With Arco Supreme, our gasoline that helps your car breathe easy by helping to prevent deposits in your engine's air passages. With Arco Supreme, your car can get more miles and use less gasoline. Arco Supreme Gasoline, at new Arco service stations now, where Sinclair stations used to be.
W-I-N-N.
Winland Weather is brought to you by Uncle Roy and all the guys down the Universal Discount Furniture, 701 West Market, 1704 West Market, and in Algonquin Manor Shopping Center. The weatherman calls for a chance of a few periods of drizzle this afternoon through tomorrow. Heavy fog is likely tonight and early tomorrow morning. Warmer this afternoon and tonight, turning cooler late tomorrow. Today's high near 50 degrees, tonight's low the upper 30s, and Tuesday's high will be in the mid-40s.
Hello, folks. This is your old Uncle Roy from down at that discount furniture store. Man, we've really got some January sales. Everything's going cheap. Easy credit. We've got Philco color TVs, Philco black and white TVs, Philco refrigerators, Philco stereos, three rooms of furniture for $199. Man, just come into any of Uncle Roy's four locations and just check the prices. That's all you got to do, folks, and you'll know you're saving.
Cloudy skies in Louisville, it's 48 degrees, and from 9 years ago this year, Rex Allen, Don't Go Near the Indians.
Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away.
Doesn't that stir the nostalgia in you, folks? Don't go near the Indians, Rex Allen's classic from 1962.
Come on, come on, put a little fun in your ear.
W-I-N-N
45 in the good country with Moon Mullins on a Monday afternoon, bounding home with you till 7 o'clock tonight.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow for more than just a day.
David Prezel, I just can't help believing this time the girl is gonna stay. Music on Win Radio.
This is your blonde-haired, blue-eyed, good-looking sugar daddy, Jim Miller. After the great sounds of Danny King, I slip behind the microphone from 9 till noon with more good country sounds from Wynn. Join me tomorrow.
Investigate before you invest. When your car needs transmission repair, check with experts at Gateway Transmissions for complete quality automotive service. Gateway offers a seal job for only $25, including everything, plus a 100% guarantee. For a few dollars a month, you'll be sure your transmission is in good condition. Estimates available. For expert transmission repair and 24-hour tow-in service, call 636-3346. Gateway Transmissions, 1215 South 7th, just south of Oak.
Willie Nelson, I'm a Memory. The latest, Way Out Wild and Willie Willie.
I'm a game that you used to play. I'm a plan that you didn't lay.
Love is greater than friendship. Arlene Hyden's latest song on Win Radio.
Seven.
See All-Star Wrestling Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Main event, return grudge tag battle with Oney Wikiwiki and Young Atlas versus Bobby Hart and Lorenzo Perini with managers Saul Weingraub.
Semifinal, Dennis Hall and White Eagle versus Big Bad John and Pepe Lopez. For openers, Lynn Rossi and Bearcat Brown versus Chico and Tony Mendoza. Get your tickets now at Convention Center for Wrestling tomorrow night.
And watch All-Star Wrestling on WLKY-TV, Channel 32, Saturday mornings at 11:30.
That's the way Toby Riggs cars start in cold winter weather. If you have a troublesome old car, trade it today for a dependable one-owner used car. Riggs has over 100 clean cars in every make and model with easy on-the-lot financing. Even if your credit is weak or your present car isn't paid for, Riggs will trade today with payments to fit your budget. All you need is a steady job, no co-signer required. So get going to Riggs Motors, corner Hancock and Broadway, open nights till 9, Saturdays till 6.
WINN 1240.
Make plans now to leave for work a little early tomorrow because some fog is going to move in late tonight and early tomorrow. Here's Bobby G. Rice.
Lover, please, please come back. They'll take the train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't.
Express bus to the boot camp. John came down the aisle. All I could see in the inky black night was a warm but weary smile. He said, friend, could I sit here by you? I cussed him as he sat down, because everything anybody taught me made me hate this stranger John. John, my brother, John, my friend. I cussed him once and I cussed him again, but John stood by me to the very end. Good brother John, good brother John, good brother John.
You're listening to the best country, WINN, Louisville, Kentucky.
47 degrees, cloudy skies. This is the Carl Hogue Report of Wind Radio News, a presentation of Louisville Gas and Electric Company. The kids weren't fooling around. 15-year-old Jerome Coleman of 2909 South 6 died at General Hospital from a bullet wound in the chest after a 13-year-old fellow classmate shot him. Officials of Mazik Junior High say the shooting grew out of an argument in the hallway of the school. Two 13-year-old boys have been arrested in that incident, one charged with murder, the other with carrying a concealed deadly weapon and being an accessory after the fact. What could have been a bad accident wasn't too bad. Several youngsters received minor cuts and bruises when the bus they were riding to school this morning ran off the road into a drainage ditch and tripped over. The bus was traveling on Bethany Lane toward St. Timothy Elementary School. The driver, 59-year-old P.B. Redmond, said the bus slipped off the road into a muddy shoulder when his vision was obscured by fog. Redmond was arrested on a public drunkenness charge, but released on his own recognizance. He pleaded innocent. Some of the kids went on to school Some went home.
Governor plans to get them out of the Capitol early. A special legislative session needed by Kentucky for reapportionment can be a costly venture for taxpayers, since lawmakers have a tendency to linger and draw the $50 a day salary and expense check. The lawmakers, although called into session by the governor, retain the power to adjourn when they feel like it. However, Louis Nunn knows the legislature's main weakness, getting elected, and that weakness will help get them out of Frankfort early. The governor is expected to call the session for late next month, meaning that most representatives of multi-county districts must file for renomination by March 31st and single-county districts by April 10th. This will leave them just 1 month to redistrict for the May election. This is Jack Kelly.
The fight is on. The nation's highest court says it'll hear the Cassius Clay, or Muhammad Ali, draft evasion case. Clay was convicted 3.5 years ago for refusing to be inducted into the Army. He says he's entitled to an exemption because he's a black Muslim minister. The court action paves the way for the fight with Joe Frazier for the heavyweight title March 8th.
If you're planning a new home, investigate electric heating. LG&D has installed a new 1% kilowatt-hour economy rate for household electric heating. Two main concerns in planning and building for electric heat.